We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, the Mets, just you know, I don't want to wake up, bro. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Last night watching his game, and I got to tell you, going into the game last night, I expected nothing from Zach Wheeler. No, I didn't. I expected nothing. I expected absolutely nothing. He starts the game off. He gives up that home run to Ramos right away, bomb of a home run. He walks a boar later on in the inning, but he gets out of it. And then the way to get, he's pitching great, and I'm saying to myself, this guy pitches a tremendous game. They're going to lose this game 1-0. They're going to get no hit in this game. And then Don Mattingly, who is, God bless Donnie, who's a great Yankee and all of that. The guy is a horrendous manager. I mean, is there a worse manager in baseball than this guy, than Don Mattingly?
Hey,
I mean, come on.
I've said it for a while.
You take this kid out of the game, and he was like 70 pitches. They couldn't touch him. He couldn't wait to get him out.
As bad as that was, and it was bad, and Mattingly's explanation after the game, because I was curious, his explanation was, well, he's not going 9 anyway. Well, that's fine. Go get a 7th out of him then.
I mean, come on.
I'm not saying you and I are not going to scream that Harlan Garcia needs to throw 120 pitches in his first career start. No one's saying that. But he couldn't have pitched the 7th inning, and Mattingly has to say, well, third time around the order, nobody was touching the guy.
They couldn't touch the guy all night.
But I thought what was even more curious than that, it turned out not to matter because of the double play to end the game, but he double switches Justin Bour out of the game.
His best hit, really, is one real legitimate power hitter he's got. Mattingly's just, he's lost, Mattingly.
Or.
Yeah, he's lost.
It's a choice. He's either lost.
Or he's tanking.
Or he's tanking, as Ernie suggests. He's a brilliant tanker.
I don't know.
I don't know which one.
I don't know.
That was a rough night, though, for him. And I'm not throwing it back because Harlan
throwing
Garcia.
Throwing it back? What, are you kidding?
You take it and you run with it. When he takes Harlan Garcia out of the game, who is really, really impressive, give this kid a ton of credit. And I thought what was really impressive about him is he issued those back-to-back walks in the fifth. Mets had a great opportunity, and the Mets sort of ran themselves out of it. Remember, Jay Bruce was trying to steal third base for some reason. But he was able to get out of that inning, and he really was brilliant, the kid. But the Mets, they never say die, New York Metsies.
Unbelievable. And Todd Frazier breaks up the no-hitter. Who's it? Who's pitching by that point?
Drew Steckenrider.
Breaks up the no-hitter. They get nothing out of that inning. But then, you know, Mickey Callaway, I mean, everything he has touched to this point has turned to gold. I mean, there's no Plawecki starts the inning, gets hit in the hand, and I guess the x-rays are negative on him. Darnell, of course, probably done for the year. You know, if there's one injury the Mets could absorb, that's the one. That's for sure. But gets hit in the hand to start the inning. And then, you know, Mattingly goes to the left-hander to go against Conforto, who promptly doubles down a right field line as a pinch hitter. And then he puts up Adrian Gonzalez against the lefty. I mean, it turns to gold. He whacks the base hit to center field.
I got to tell you.
Unbelievable.
There's been a few things Mickey has done that I didn't like, and it's worked out. But I admit, I love this move when he did it.
And well, the only other place you were going was Jose Reyes, batting right-handed, who hasn't gotten a hit yet.
It was either Reyes or you were going to go to Thomas Nito, who's going to have to come in the game anyway because you knew Plawecki wasn't staying in.
Well, he did leave him in to run the bases.
He did, but you knew he wasn't finishing that game.
Yeah, you knew he was coming out. Right,
so
right.
Your choice is Jose Reyes, who's lost. And he's just lost at the plate.
Yeah, he is lost.
And I could see him flailing at pitches all over the place. Thomas Nito, who, come on, or at least a veteran. So even though it was lefty-lefty, I like the idea that he didn't overthink it and say, well, I have to go righty. You don't have to go righty. No. You put up a professional baseball player, a professional hitter, and I was just hoping for good contact more than a two-run single, which was great. I figured he's the guy most likely to make the positive contact to get the run home. Remember, it's second and third one out.
Yep.
So he hits a sacrifice fly. That's fine.
Right.
But he actually came through with a two-run single. I love that. I love that he didn't overthink it and feel like he needed to send up a right-hand hitter.
I tell you what, unbelievable. And then, you know, Flores, who against the righty, hits the double, the ground rule double. Now it's 3-1. And then Frazier, who I can't say enough good things about this guy. I mean, I really can't. He gets the sac fly, 4-1. And even the way Frazier started that double play to end the game. I mean, how about that? I mean, this is the kind of thing the Mets never did. I mean, they had trouble, a routine double play last year for the Mets was tough.
Well, their defense is definitely better. Oh. I on a lot of levels. Todd Frazier is a very solid defensive third baseman. Adrian Gonzalez, when he plays first base as a professional, Wilmer's okay, too.
Wilmer's made some nice plays the last 2 days around the bag.
He really has. Real nice plays. He's made great improvements.
Yep.
As Drubal is not a shortstop anymore. He's a second baseman, and he's better as a second baseman.
Yep.
And Ahmed Rosario is an incredible talent. So they're just better defensively. But the other thing that was really cool to see, and I think this is going to be the key moving forward, and it had a hiccup the other night, but last night was brilliance, was the bullpen.
Yep.
Robert Gesellman,
I get it, it's
the bottom of the order.
He blew everybody away.
Strikes out the side.
Yeah, Gesellman looks dominant.
Yeah.
You know, he really does. Then he brings in Blevins for the one out to get the lefty. And then Ramos, you know, gets you, you know, a little bit of a shakiness. He walks a guy. But then gets that double play, game over on Stalin Castro. See ya.
Everything's working.
Put it in the books.
Everything is working.
Unbelievable.
And
How about Wheeler? How about that?
Well, in ways.
Where did that come from?
It's stunning what Zach was able to do, because if you look at every single start he made a year ago, he was never as good in any start he made last year as he was last night.
One thing I will say, though, he's been great against the Marlins. He's 3-1 lifetime against the Marlins with an ERA about 2.1, and he also has a complete game shutout against them.
And that was a long time ago, though.
I understand, but he has had success against.
No, I get it. I don't think there's anybody left from that team, but I understand your point. Yeah. He's had success against the Marlins, and I think what Zach was able to do was earn himself another opportunity.
Now, well, Callaway said he's going to pitch him again,
and his next opportunity would be a little bit more difficult because it'll be against the Washington Nationals,
right?
And then we'll see. But on every level, when you look at how the Mets have gotten here, because we said this the other day, yesterday they were 9-1, today they're 10-1. At 9-1. They still hadn't had great, consistent starting pitching.
Nope.
They weren't getting a lot of innings out of their guys. The Syndergaard-DeGrom combo had a 4 ERA, and yet the guy in game number 11 to give them that dominant start was the guy who lost it in spring training in Zach Wheeler.
Unbelievable.
He stepped up. Granted, it's the Marlins, but guess what? Jacob DeGrom was facing the Marlins, and he gave up a lead the other day.
How much money would you have made that the first guy to pitch into the seventh inning this year for the Mets would be Wheeler?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
He wasn't even on the roster.
Right.
5,000
You could have got pretty good odds on that one.
I'd say 200-1, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
And he did a stupendous job, and like you mentioned, he gives up the home run to Rojas, and I think all of us are thinking early on, here we go.
Yep, that's what I thought.
And after the hit he gave up in the second, he gave up nada.
16 in a row to end the game?
Yeah.
16 straight batters he retired.
He pitched a really, really good game.
That was unbelievable.
I would love to see Zach Wheeler create a problem, and that's go out and start number two against a better team, the Nationals, and if you pitch well again, can you really take him out of the rotation for Jason Vargas?
No, you can't. Probably can't.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I mean, it's unbelievable. I watch these games. They're never out of a game, this team. I mean, the ability to come back that they have shown to this point is really, it's mind-boggling.
Did you?
And there's a new hero every night. Every night, a new guy is coming through for them. Every night.
Did you think they were going to win as they're getting no hit?
No.
What were you thinking?
No, I didn't, because I'm a Met fan, and I still got, you know, and I'm like I said, going into this game, I was almost kind of said, okay, you know what? Wheeler's pitching. I could see them losing tonight. I'm not going to get nuts about it. And the fact that they won this game and won it the way they did when they didn't get a hit for 6 2/3 innings, it's unbelievable.
I thought they were going to get no hit.
It felt that way.
It felt that way, and it felt like that would have been such a way to end this streak.
Right.
That we would
Very
come
Met-like.
In.
Very Met-like.
It would be Met-like, because I think there would be a lot of extra negativity if they got no hit, a combined no-hitter by the Miami Marlins.
Right.
I could just see it, that would almost, to some fans, spoil everything they accomplished, even though it's only one game. And instead, hey, they had to gut out these three games.
Oh, yeah.
We know how not good the Marlins are, but the
very
Marlins—
Very feisty. They played tough. You know, they play very hard.
What is going to be the key, and I always say this about long winning streaks for any team, they're going to lose eventually. How do you respond to the loss?
Right.
So whenever they lose, maybe it's tomorrow night against Milwaukee, maybe it's Saturday night against Milwaukee, whenever it is, that next game to me is always such a big game, because you don't want it to turn into a losing
streak. Yeah, I just hope they don't get a letdown coming home, because they, you know, this team actually, if you look over the last number of years, actually played better on a road over the last bunch of years than at City. You know, they've had their moments when they played great at City, but it just seems that they've played better on a road. And I tell you what, I hope, and I would expect this, and I don't know. It's supposed to be a gorgeous day tomorrow, 70, almost 80 degrees, high 70s. You know, I expect a big crowd there for tomorrow night. With this team coming home after sweeping a road trip, they've won 8 in a row. They're 10-1. I mean, come on.
I hope so.
And they're giving away big Jake T-shirts.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
And Saturday's fireworks night.
Right. I don't know why that. You having fireworks in April, but never
try to get people in the ballpark. No. That's the thought process.
No, you start 10-1, you should get people in the ballpark.
I completely agree. As far as the Darnold injury is concerned, I think we should start by saying you feel bad for Travis Darnold.
Yep.
All right.
You
as a human.
Right.
From a baseball standpoint, the Mets catching has been bad. So Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Yep.
Okay, Kevin Plawecki's got an opportunity in front of him.
Yep.
Jose Lobaton will eventually have an opportunity in front of him because I think he'll be the guy called up. Nitto was only called up because he's on the 40-man. Eventually, Lobaton will be on the 40-man, especially when they put Darnold on the 60-day DL. This is about Kevin Plawecki. This is it. If you're listening, Kevin, and I'm glad you're not hurt.
This is his shot.
It's all in front of you.
Yep.
And I would say you've got 3 months now to prove you belong. Because if you don't, the number one thing people are going to call Sports Talk Radio about come early July.
Mets will make a deal for a catcher, maybe Luke Roy, somebody like that.
And you know, you just nailed it, by the way. That's going to be the guy because the A's signed him, unless they surprise people.
Yep.
They signed him to trade him.
Yep, you're right. That's the guy.
But this is going to be the time where we find out once and for all, because we know the deal with Travis Darnold. The jury is in. The jury is decided.
No, the jury's in.
The guy can't stay healthy.
Can't throw out a base runner.
It's
terrible.
It's unfortunate that he may have Tommy John surgery. I feel horrible for him.
Right.
I don't think we're ever going to see him in a Met uniform again.
Maybe not.
And luckily for Sandy, that trade is now known as the Noah Syndergaard trade.
Yes.
So you don't have to think about it, even though initially it was known as the.
Right.
Let me. Well,
Darno was the key guy. He had a bag of balls.
I forget who said that. My memory is beating me up.
You're being very nice.
I'm benevolent. They're 10-1, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
And let's be honest. I thought they'd be a good team this year if they stayed healthy. I certainly didn't see 10-1 to start the season.
There are two great things going on. The Mets are 10-1, and I don't have to watch Brooklyn Net basketball anymore.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.